On today's episode of Match Week Edition, presented by U.S. Bank, we get some clips from training today. Mark Briggs, Pete Pennant, and Duke Lacroix all talking about tomorrow's match and Saturday's match. And then we get to talk about Saturday's match in great, great form. So lots of stuff coming today, and then we'll talk a little bit about Oakland for tomorrow night's match. If you guys haven't got your tickets, you can still do so at sacrepublicfc.com/tickets or single match tickets. And of course, if you haven't done so, I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to get your tickets to this Wednesday match, both big for the Republic as they try to move up the table here around a quarter of the way through the season. That's what's coming up today. But first, for this financial timeout from U.S. Bank, we're talking about identity theft. This time, we're focusing on how to check for identity theft so you can detect it early and protect yourself. Here are some identity theft red flags. Your bills or bank statements don't arrive in the mail. You notice unauthorized charges on your credit card or from your checking account. You discover a tax return in your name that you didn't file. You receive unsolicited emails or texts from your bank. You find surprises on your credit report. You receive mysterious medical bills. You are denied employment. Or even, you receive or are denied credit cards that you never requested. Any of these occurrences could be an early sign of identity theft. For these and more things to watch out for, visit usbank.com/financialIQ, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Made in the Shade Tent Rentals is your number one choice for tent rentals in Sacramento and throughout Northern California. From concerts and festivals to corporate events, outdoor dining to private special events, construction, manufacturing, or farming, whenever you need shade, whatever the occasion, we've got you covered. Visit madeshade.com to inquire about options. That's made, M-A-D-E, shade.com. Hey, Breakaway fans. Shout out to our friends at Suncrest Bank, who not only believe that local matters, they prove it with their support of Sac Republic. When you think about the struggles we've endured over the past year and a half, it's good to know that Suncrest Business Recovery Center is at the backs of local businesses the entire time with PPP, SBA, and agribusiness loans. They're here for the long haul, ensuring our community not only survives, but thrives. Suncrest Bank is where Central Valley turns for personal and business banking needs. Visit any one of their 7 locations or online at suncrestbank.com. You can also call them at 916-830-3560 and speak to a Suncrest business account representative today. That's 916-830-3560. And hey, give us an assist. Tell them Connor Sutton sent you. Go Republic. Go Suncrest Bank, the bank where local matters. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, let's do it. Welcome to The Breakaway, a Sacramento Republic podcast.
Bandit in the box! Unbelievable strike!
My goodness, what a defensive play!
Half the crowd can't even believe it!
What a finish to Saturday's match against San Diego Loyal. Getting to see it on ESPN2 and the boys being resilient and getting the much-needed point on the road against a very, very good San Diego Loyal team, I thought was impressive. Obviously, there were, you know, you want to get 3 points every chance you get, but I think this match is really, really big for momentum, and it seems like a lot of bounces have not been going Sacramento's way, and finally, one did go their way with this Mitch Tanner goal. Not really went their way, but get a little momentum back, and I'm excited to see how they can do so. I mentioned it last week. The first match of this 4-12 is so crucial because we know many, many times, as we saw earlier in the year, you don't start off well, it could have a domino effect and not have a good stretch. And right now, Sacramento needs this stretch. It's very important, especially tomorrow against Oakland and then Saturday against Orange County, next week on the road against Las Vegas. There is a real, real chance to get some serious points. And more than anything, it's a real chance to move up the table because that is what Sacramento is looking at. That's what they are wanting to do. And that's one of the things they're focused on. But Mitch Tanner, I mean, the guys who come off the bench did an unbelievable job getting that goal. Juju Chavez switched the play to Carlton Belmar, who then knocked that ball in to Mitch Tanner. And Mitch Tanner, oh my, what a finish.
We may well go past the 4 minutes with the addition of the yellow card. Ball across. Header is in! Mitchell Tanner equalizes in stoppage time! And even the coach is in on it.
So an incredible play from Mitch Tanner. And I want to talk a little bit about something that I mentioned last week, is that the energy being there consistently has got to be a big focus. And I do think that was important in this match as well. I do feel like the team played relatively well. I don't think they played, you know, an A game, obviously, with a draw, but that's a San Diego team that is 1-4 straight coming into that match. They are on one of their best stretches in their club history. I know they've only been around 2 years, but they've been really, really solid as of late. And I thought Sacramento really played well. Now, you could make the argument, you know, they did this wrong, they did that wrong. I mean, listen, they went 4-3-3. Guys are still, I think, trying to figure that out a little bit. I know you're saying, oh, they probably played this a lot over the years. Yeah, but they're still learning each other and learning different runs to make and things like that. So I do think that's a little bit of a transition. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I do feel like that's the case. Other thing I wanted to mention is it just felt like there were more opportunities and chances created in this match. I'm not even talking about just statistically, just in general, because if you watch the match, it just felt like there were certain situations, especially after the first half. First half, I felt pretty relatively good, and then I looked at the possession stats, and it was heavily in favor of San Diego. I was like, it didn't seem like that, and I thought that was a pretty good sign. So then going into the second half, then it really felt like Sacramento was trying and doing what they could. I thought they really asserted themselves in the second half, and they played with intensity. And I think that as much as people could say, oh, that doesn't matter, it's been something Sacramento has been lacking this year. Is certain situations, they're not playing as hard. And so because of that, I think it was important. Sacramento had 13 shots in the match, 5 on target, and I really think, despite the fact they only had 40% of possession, I thought they actually outplayed San Diego for most of the match. And I know that they only scored a goal in the 93rd or whatever, 94th minute, but I think the way they played this match, for a team that for a few matches it felt like they didn't feel like they had the energy and the intensity, the want, the mentality. And I think second half of the Phoenix match, when they played really well, really, really well, and then most of this match, I thought they did the same thing. And hopefully that is the beginning of something new. It's a mindset change. And now you're in kind of desperation time if you're Sacramento. These next 3 matches are extremely important. And these are teams, at least 2 of the 3 you are better than. Oakland and Las Vegas are teams you should beat, in my opinion. I know earlier in the year they drew with Oakland. I still think Sacramento outplayed them in that match. Oakland had a couple of lucky bounces. They did also have a very, very impressive goal. So take those 2 things away. That's a 3-1 win. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. The intensity needs to be there. And if it is there, I feel good about this team. I really do. And I'm excited for them to be back in front of their home fans. And this is a good opportunity. 3 points. It just feels like this could be the momentum switch that they needed. This goal from Mitch Tanner. I'm not even talking about what they did well tactically. That's not even included, because I do think that also that those things matter, obviously. I just think that getting the team to feel good, feel confident going into a match is important, and I think it's going to be really, really vital, especially tomorrow as they continue and try to have the momentum. And by the way, the resiliency as well. Team went down 1-0. They played their butts off in that second half. I think the same thing happened in the Phoenix match, and I think we'd missed that before those 2 matches. So granted, one of the things they got to figure out is they got to score first. That's got to be one of the things that needs to be on their mind. You can't always play from behind. You can't always worry about and make sure you're resilient. It's just not the way you can win, especially if you want to put together some good results. So, but I do think they are resilient, and hopefully they can build on that and then push that into next week. All right, let's take a break. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Student advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much, much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you. So today at training, went out, got some quotes and some sound with the scrum from Mark Briggs, Pete Penninen, and Duke Lucroix. I wanted to play what Mark Briggs talked about when I asked him about the resiliency of this club being shown on Saturday.
Yeah, I think for us right now, it's important to get a result. You know, we like I say, the second half against Phoenix, I was happy with the desire, the attitude, and the quality of We showed on the ball the quality, the composure, and then San Diego, we were in good spots, we were defensively sound, and I thought we retained possession a lot better, and we created some opportunities. And then obviously the last play of the game for Mitch to come in there and for the three subs to combine, Juju to switch it out to Carlton to put a great ball in the far post and Mitch to score. You know, the atmosphere in the locker room, the atmosphere on the sideline, and the final whistle. You know, it was like we'd won the game. It shows how much we care, how much we want it, and yeah, it's huge. We need to get it. We need to get a result and continue to build on the momentum that we've started.
I also asked Coach about Oakland and what he thought of their team. It's been two strange games, right? Obviously, the cancellation, that is one. You prepare for a team all week long, really for 10 days of that game to get canceled. But then the 3-3 match, which was also a little bit of a strange game, kind of back and forth. Oakland, both teams actually got some relatively lucky bounces, but a lot of scoring. And I think Sacramento wants to focus defensively, and that's what Mark Briggs say here. Here are his thoughts on Oakland.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a good team. You know, Jordan's a good coach, and he's got them set up. They're organized, and they have some dangerous pieces in the right areas. They have a lot of speed, and they're good in transition. So we've got to be on our guard. We've got to be prepared for whatever system they decide to go with. And for us, we've got to play with confidence. We've got to want the ball, and we've got to, when we get in the final third, we've got to make plays. But for us, it's about being focused, it's about being ready, and it's about understanding that it is a local rivalry, it is a local derby, and in those games, emotions are high, passions are high, and it's important we get the upper hand.
So lots of good stuff there from Coach, and obviously not wanting to tip too much, but knowing that they can be good in transition, and that is a part that Sacramento's been focusing on. And just kind of getting the feeling and talking to different players today, the feeling of they want a clean sheet. And that is important to them. If they played much better defensively against San Diego than they have in the last few matches. And even against Phoenix, I thought they played pretty well. But the goal they let off to Corey Hertzog was not an easy goal for Hertzog. It was a tough one, and I think that's important for Sacramento. If they can get clean sheets, it makes things a lot easier on them, and that's what Pete Pennington says here.
Of course, we all want to play attacking football, but at the moment we just need to defend also better. We haven't kept a clean sheet for a while, so... For me, it would be very, very important as a group to have a clean sheet. That's what we want, because it's also for the coming games in the future. It's really important when you defend good in the long season. But I don't mind tomorrow. Is it 5-4 or 1-0 or whatever? We just need to win. It doesn't matter how it will be.
That was Pete Pennington. So, and one of the things I want to talk about Oakland is they're 1-3-2. They've only had 5 points. They've obviously struggled early in the season. This is a huge opportunity for Sacramento to get 3 points against a team that is in last place. But they have been much, much better defensively. The last last time when these two teams played, Sacramento scored 3 against them in that draw. Since then, the Roots have only surrendered 2 goals in 3 games, but has only claimed 1 point in those fixtures. So, what will be interesting, and one of those being Austin Bold, who does not play in the division, so we don't exactly know how that will face. But here's the thing. It's important for Sacramento to be sound defensively, because from there, it becomes easier, right? Transition becomes easier. You can break out. Everything builds from there. And I think that's what we are going to start seeing from Sacramento. Instead of trying to do things that isn't really their identity, right? I think the defense can be their identity. We've seen it the last few matches. Like if they play hard, they have that grit mentality that we've seen them have. Include that with a strong defense, I think from there we'll be in good shape. If you look at the Oakland Roots and the way that they line up their formation, it's a little bit different each match, and that's what Mark Briggs talked about in that quote. Depending on what formation they run, it'll kind of change things for Sacramento once they see, I assume, the starting 11. But they run a basic 3-4-3. At least that's what they ran against San Diego. That was back on June 29th in a match that they did not score. And like Mark Briggs said, they're good in transition. They're very good at getting the ball back and breaking out. Not really a possession team, but they can be dangerous in transition. They don't keep the ball for a long time, but they like to play it forward. And they have a lot of players. They got guys who can get into dangerous positions, and I think that's what Sacramento's got to keep an eye on. The counter is a huge portion of it. If Sacramento can slow them down, I think they'll be very, very successful in this match. And they have played different ways. I mean, if you look back to the Austin Bold match, they did have possession in that match, but they played a different formation. They played a 4-5-1 with Flores up top, and they got 16 shots against them. Austin had 16 shots in that match, wasn't able to score, where Oakland only had 3. So what you look at those stats, as you can tell, is this is a team that doesn't know what their identity is, right? They haven't been great defensively throughout the season. They've gotten better as of late, but they're vulnerable, and that's where Sacramento needs to exploit them. This should be a good opportunity for the Republic to get some confidence, get 2 to 3 goals, get a clean sheet, build some confidence, move up the table a little bit, and these next two matches become a little less important, right? 3 points this Wednesday, and then you maybe get 4 of the next 2 matches, 4 points. You're in a much better position. A week from now, or 10 days from now, Sacramento could have won 3 matches, have 9 extra points, be in third place in the table, and be in a completely different conversation. That's how fast this can change. But it all starts tomorrow. It started on Saturday. They got the result with the last-minute header from Mitch Tainer. I think it can happen with a win tomorrow night against Oakland. Our thanks to U.S. Bank for being the presenting partner of this podcast. We'll be back on Thursday or Friday for another Match Week edition. We'll talk about Wednesday's match, and then we'll talk about the Orange County match coming up Saturday. A lot of matches happening in a short period of time, and a big opportunity for Sacramento. Our thanks to you for supporting us. Please rate, review, and subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, get tickets to tomorrow night's match, sacrepublicfc.com/singlematchtickets. Or for Saturday's match, salute to service night, sacrepublicfc.com/singlematchtickets. And as always, go Republic!